我们当中啊，我们很高兴可以有傅牧师傅瑶华傅华耀牧师来我们当中来讲道。
We're so glad that Pastor Fu will be joining us today and being our speaker too.
为什么我上来去介绍他呢？
Why is me being here to introduce him to all of you?
因为傅牧师是在我们在香港的时候，他是我们教会的牧师。
Because Pastor Fu was actually my pastor when I was back in Hong Kong.
傅牧师给我们一个给我们从属灵生命上面一个很大的一个帮助。
He was a great assistant to our spiritual growth back then.
我还记得我第一次见到傅牧师的时候，我们回香港去到教会的时候。
I still remember the, when we went back to Hong Kong the first time I went back to church.
我一看到傅牧师，我说啊，这个就是一个牧师的应有的形象。
When I saw Pastor Fu, I said, "This is what a pastor should look like."
傅牧师真的是一个很有属灵恩赐，也是一个很有爱、很有关心的一个牧师。
He's full of spiritual blessings and he's full of love and caring.
我记得我们很多时候跟傅牧师见面的时候，他第一次见面他就为我们祷告。
And I remember back then when we first went back, the first thing he did for us was praying for us.
他真的是很关心他所牧养的羊。
He really cared about the sheep that is putting under his wings.
傅牧师是他年轻的时候他是在德州读书的。
He actually did his studies in Texas when he was young.
之后他就去了这个Southwestern Seminary 去拿到一个造牧学的硕士。
Then he went to Southwestern and received a master in
Divinity.
之后
他在这个Michigan 的那个地方一个华人教会牧会了八年的时间。
He continued on and moved to Michigan and he pastored a church for 8 years there.
傅牧师他一直对华人、对香港、对中国很有负担，所以他就回了香港，在香港的那个播道会里边服侍，有大概有五年多的时间。
He always has a heart for Chinese believers and Chinese people. So he went back to Hong Kong. He was at Evangelical Free Church and pastored there for 5 years.
之后他又回到这个 San Jose 那个地方，在一个华人教会里边牧会了九年半的时间。
After that, he came to San Jose and pastored a church for 9 years there.
但他信还是在中国，还是在香港的地方，还是在华人的社会，所以他又回去。这个香港在牧会了大概六年多的时间。
But still, his heart is with the Chinese people. That's why he decided to go back to Hong Kong, out there with more Chinese people over there for his passion.
所以今天早上我们很高兴可以他来到我们当中为我们分享神的话语。
So today I'm just very happy that he will be joining us and share God's words with us.
好，恭喜。
弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, everyone.
祝内平安。
Peace to all of you.
很高兴今天能够来到大家中间，跟大家来分享上帝的话语。
I'm so glad to be with you all today this morning to share God's words with you.
让我们来翻开圣经到路加福音16:19-23.
Let's turn our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 19 to verse 23.
路加福音16:19-23。让我们用起音的方式来读这段的经文。我们先用中文来念19节，然后英文的可以来念20节。
So we will have the Chinese congregation read the odd verses, and then we will have the English congregation read the even verses.
路加福音16:19。有一个财主穿着紫色的袍和丝麻布衣服，天天切花园的。
At this gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores.
有的财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的肠。
The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried.
他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀中。
So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I'm in agony in this fire.
亚伯拉罕说，儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。
And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.
财主说，我主啊，即使这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去。
For I have five brothers, let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment.
亚伯拉罕说，他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。
No, Father Abraham, he said. But if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.
亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，这是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听从。我们今天的题目是一个失明和失聪的人。
Today we're going to talk about a person who is blind and deaf.
Helen Keller 是美国历史上第一位失明失聪能够拿到大学学位的人。
Helen Keller is the first historic figure who actually was able to receive a college degree.
他在18岁的时候，因为因病的缘故，他导致他失明和失聪。
Because of her illness, she became blind and deaf.
In 18 months,当他渐渐长大的时候
，as she grew up，
他成为一个小暴君，一个 tyrant， 他随而的发脾气。
She became like a tyrant. She threw tantrums all the time.
六岁的时候 ，Anne Sullivan 到他家里面成为他的家庭的老师。
At the age of six, she had a teacher whose name was Anne Sullivan.
因为这个恩索勒本因着他恒久忍耐的爱和他对纪律的坚持。
Because of Anne Sullivan's persistence on discipline and also her love and caring,
他改变了 Helen Keller 的生命。
She changed Helen Keller's life.
这个故事后来拍成了电影叫做 Miracle Worker.
And this story of Helen Keller was later turned into a film called The Miracle Worker.
Helen Keller 后来成为神手中一个很特别的器皿。
And Helen Keller also became a very miraculous vessel of God later.
她怎么经这样说
？She used to say this.
唯一比失明更不好的就是有眼但却看不见。
The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision.
她要这样说，我们每个人都是失明和失聪的人，直到我们看见身旁的人。和听见人心的需要。
And she also said that every one of us is blind and deaf until our eyes are open to our fellow men, until our ears hear the voice of humanity.
在我们刚才所读的比喻里面。
So based on the parable that we just read,
我们看到这个财主他是一个失明和失聪的人。
We can tell this rich man is actually a person who is blind and also deaf.
他有眼却看不到上帝和人的需要。
He's not blind, but he cannot see the need of other people and the need of God.
他而却听不到神的话语，也听不到人求助的声音。
He was not deaf, but he was not able to hear the call of help from his fellow man neither.
弟兄姊妹，这是个悲剧的故事。
This is actually a tragic story.
求主来帮助我们。
And we pray that God will help us.
让我们不要成为一个失明和失聪的人。
Help us not to become a person who is blind and also deaf.
让我们今天凡有耳的就当听。
So that every one of us who can hear today may hear.
我们怎么样才不会做个失明和失聪的人呢？
So how can we not become a person who is blind and deaf?
我们要用信心看见那不能看见的主。
We're supposed to see the one who's invisible by faith.
在这个比喻里面，我们看到两个人物。
We saw two figures from the parable that we just read.
他们有很强烈的对比。
There was such a strong contrast.
这个财主他是穿这个紫色的袍，穿这个 司马布的衣服他天天切华严的。
So this rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen lived in luxury every day.
然后这个拉萨路他是个讨饭的。
And this beggar named Lazarus.
财主是代表这个人他很有钱。
So this rich man apparently is rich.
这个他穿这个紫色的袍代表他的地位。
And the purple robe that he was wearing also represented his status.
因为在古代的社会里面，就王室贵族有地位的人才能够穿紫色的衣服。
Because in ancient times, only those who have noble status can wear clothes in purple.
他穿这个丝麻布，他天天切华严了，长到他的嗓瘦。
The fine linen and the luxury every day that he was receiving pointed out to the kind of life that he was having.
你注意圣经里面说他不是偶尔切华一次。
So if you have to read it very carefully, you will see the Bible actually used the word every day.
他是天天切华严了。
It's a daily activity.
所以这是讲到他生活的方式。
So this is the style of living that he was having.
相对于这个财主，就是这个讨饭的拉撒路。
And to compare with this rich man, we have a beggar here.
这个财主穿这个紫色的这个财主他很有钱。
The rich man is rich.
拉萨路他是讨饭的。
The beggar is poor.
所以这是讲到他的穷困，他的缺乏。
So Lazarus has a lot of needs.
这个财主穿紫色的袍。
The rich man was dressed in purple.
拉萨路浑身是疮。
The beggar was covered with sores.
这是讲到他的身体和心灵的痛苦。
And this points out to the pain that he was suffering, both physically and mentally.
这个财主天天切华严了。
The rich man was having luxurious life daily.
这拉萨路每天他希望得到从财主桌子上掉下的零碎来充饥。
But the beggar was longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table.
在当时的社会里面。
Back then.
有钱的人他们会用手拿大块的肉来吃。
The rich people will actually tear the meat with their hands.
然后他们会用手拿面包蘸这个肉汁来吃。
And they will actually dip the bread in the juice from the meat to eat.
然后他们用其余的面包来擦干净他们的手。
And they will use the rest of the bread to clean their hands.
就将这些面包来丢掉了。
And then they will throw away the bread that was used for cleaning purposes.
拉萨路就是希望来得到从财主桌子上掉下来的零碎来充饥。
And Lazarus was longing for what fell from the table of the rich people.
但圣经说还有野狗跟他来尝试。
But the Bible also said that even the dogs came and licked his to fight for the food.
很快的，就好像电影一样。
And later on, it turned out like a movie.
这镜头一转。
And you see the camera being shifted to another scene.
从生前就到死后。
From while they were living to after they were dead.
在这生前的时候，拉撒路在地上受苦，死后在天上来享福。
Before death, Lazarus was in great suffering, but after death, Lazarus was actually having a great life up in heaven.
在地上，这个财主享福，死后他下到阴间来受苦。
Before death, the rich man was enjoying his life, but after death, he was in great suffering.
所以为何这个财主他会下到阴间受苦呢
？So how did this rich man went to hell？
不是因为他不是因为他有钱。
It's not because he was rich。
也不是因为他穿着紫色的袍。
It's not because he was wearing purple clothes。
也不是因为他天天切华严了。
It was not because he was having this luxurious lifestyle every day。
看到圣经没有说他做什么坏事。
Because if you read the Bible, you notice that he didn't do anything evil。
他没有犯什么罪。
He didn't commit too many crimes.
所以他的问题不是那个 sin of commission.
So the problem is not of his sins of commission.
那是他负了了他应该做的事情。
But rather his sins of omission.
这就是负了的罪行。
So we can see that this is what was wrong with this rich man.
我们知道这个财主他是犹太人。
We know that this rich man is Jewish.
他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And he was actually descendant of Abraham.
他很清楚知道神的心意和律法的要求。
And he knew very clearly of what God requires from him.
就是你要尽心尽心尽力爱主，尽心爱主你的上帝，要爱邻舍如同自己。
And that was love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all of your mind and love your neighbors as yourself.
他也知道圣经的教导和神的神话语神的吩咐，就是你弟兄在你那里若渐渐贫穷。手中缺乏，你就要帮补他，使他与你同住。
He also knew the teaching from God, and that is, if any of your fellow Israelites become poor and are unable to support themselves among you, help them so that they can continue to live among you.
但这个财主对拉撒路的情况是完全视而不见的。
But this rich man chose to ignore this beggar.
他每天看到拉撒路在他门口来讨饭。
He saw that Lazarus came to his store for begging for food every day.
但他完全无动于衷。
But he chose to ignore.
这就是圣经雅各书第四章第七节里面所说的，十七节里面所说的。
This exactly corresponds to what James chapter 4 mentioned.
人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
If anyone then knows the good they ought to do,And doesn't do it. It is sin for them.
弟兄姊妹，这叫 sin of omission.
And this is what I call sins of omission.
你可以感受这个财主对拉撒路那种冷漠。
You can see the apathy from this rich man towards Lazarus, the beggar.
他对人的需要冷漠。
You can see that his apathy towards the need of others.
因为他对上帝冷漠。
Because he was being apathetic towards God.
弟兄姊妹，从我们跟人的关系里面，可以来反映我们跟上帝的关系到底是如何。
Brothers and sisters, this relationship that we have with people around us actually reflects the relationship we have with God.
这就是圣经约翰一书四章二十到二十一节里面所说的。
Just like what 1 John chapter 4 verse 20 to 21 mentioned.
人若说我爱神，就恨他的弟兄。就是说谎话的，不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱他没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister in a liar is a liar. For whoever does not love their brothers and sisters whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not yet seen. And he has given us this command: Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister.
弟兄姊妹，这些财主对拉撒路完全是视而不见。
So as we can see, this rich man chose to ignore Lazarus.
因为他心灵的眼睛失明了。
Because this vision in him was actually blind.
是什么原因造成他心灵的眼睛失明呢
？And what causes him to be blind?
因为他只有看到自己和自己的需要。
Because he only focused on his own needs.
所以一个很简单的问题，镜子和窗的分别是在哪里
？So, what's the difference between a mirror and a window?
两个都是玻璃所造的。
They are all made from the same material.
镜子只让人看到他自己。
And the mirror only allows this reflection that you see of yourself.
这玻璃让人看到在外面这街道上的这其他的人。
But a window is transparent, so you can see other people on the street.
那个分别就是镜子后面有一层的这个银子在当中。
So the only difference between a mirror and a window is because behind a mirror you see a layer of silver.
当然这是钱来作怪了。
And that is the that difference was made by money.
这个财主他心灵的眼睛失明。
So this rich man who is blind in terms of his vision.
因为他只有看到金钱。
Because his eyes were only fixed upon money.
他只要看到自己。
He only focused on himself.
他只要看到自己的享受。
He only focuses on the luxuries that he can enjoy.
他看不到人的需要。
He cannot see the needs of his fellow man.
当你明白这比喻这方面的重点的时候。
If you understand the significance of this parable.
你会发现这比喻是很现代的。
You will understand that this parable actually applies to today's situation too.
因为现今的世界是越来越高举强调自我的权益。
Because as we can tell, We are gradually focusing more and more on our own rights, our own benefits.
我们看到这个世界很多地方这个保护主义一直一直的抬头。
And we can see a lot of rising self-protectionism uprising.
在当美国总统 Donald Trump 在就职演说的时候。
And during Donald Trump's first speech.
The inauguration speech.
Oh, inauguration speech.
他就来说 ,from this day forward,We will put America first.
He mentioned the following sentence: From this day forward, we will put America first.
他说他要来砌这个很大的围墙。
He mentioned that we will build a great wall.
我们看到欧洲很多国家里面，他们甚至难民的入境。
And among a lot of European countries, they have put restrictions on how many, on actually not allowing many refugees coming towards their own.Country.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到这个世界人的心越来越冷漠。
Brothers and sisters, we can tell that a lot of us today, our hearts are growing more and more apathetic.
在上个月在湖南有一段的新闻的发生。
And last month in Hunan province, China, there was this news coverage.
讲到这个女子哈，她过这个马路的时候，给车来撞倒了。
It mentioned about a lady who was ran over by a car.
在大概两分钟的时间里面
，and within a span of 2 minutes，
大概二十部车来经过
，there were about 20 cars passed by，
二十来个人来经过那马路
，and 20 some pedestrians walk through the road too，
没有一个人来帮助他
，but no one was willing to reach their hands out to help。
后来还有另外一部车就将他也再次的将他来撞倒了
，and there was another car who ran her over again。
我们快来看一个短片。
And let's watch this in a video format. It was clearly mentioned in the Bible.
在末世的时候，人的心会越来越眷顾自己。
There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money.
当这世界上的人越来越眷顾自己的时候
，As we become more and more become lovers of ourselves,
他们当然不会看到人的需要，看不到这世界上的人。那些面临人生拉萨路出境的人
，Of course that we don't really see the Lazarus among us.
基督徒的情况怎么样
？So what about the Christian world？
来求助来帮助我们。
We ask that God will help us.
打开我们心灵的眼睛。
Help us see. Help us have the vision.
让我们来看到人的需要。
So that we see the needs of our fellow men.
特别是那些在社会上拉萨路的人。
Especially those Lazarus in our society.
弟兄姊妹再一次的。
Again.
这财主不能上天堂。
This rich man cannot go to heaven.
不是因为他做了什么坏事。
It's not because of his sins of commission.
那是因为那个 sin of omission， 因为他忽略了他应该做的事情。
But he chose to ignore what he ought to do. It was his sins of omission.
是因为他的冷漠。
It was because of his apathy.
是因为他对人的需要完全视而不见。
It was because he chose to be blind towards other people's needs.
弟兄姊妹，我们要来明白。
We have to understand.
我们人绝对不是靠自己的善行善来得救的。
We are not saved by our good deeds.
因为我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
Because we are saved because of grace and because of our faith.
行善不是得救的因。
The cause of your salvation is not your good deeds.
行善乃是救恩的果子。
It's supposed to be the fruit that you bear because of this faith you have.
是每个属神的人生命应该有的流露。
It's supposed to be a natural reflection for each single believer.
在马太福音25章里面。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 25.
耶稣讲了这个比喻，绵羊和山羊的比喻。
Jesus mentioned the parable of the sheep and the goats.
因为这个比喻很长，我没有很长时间来分享。
This is a very long parable, so I cannot read every single verse of it.
当耶稣来宣告这两个不同的群体的方向的时候
When Jesus was trying to tell the difference, was trying to mention the difference between these two groups.
这个绵羊他们可以来承受这个永生。
He said that the sheep will be blessed by the Father and will be able to inherit the kingdom.
这些山羊他们要来杀到这永火里面。
But the ghost will be sent into the eternal fire.
在这情况里面，这两个不同的群体，他们向耶稣来提出同样的问题。
In both groups, actually posed the same question to Jesus.
所以你看到这个义人就是绵羊，他来说：“主，我们什么时候见到你饿了
？”The righteous will ask him that, "When did we see you, Lord? You were hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink?"
同样的，这个山羊他们要问同样的问题：我们什么时候见你饿了喝
？And the goats also asked the same question, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty that we feed you?
然后耶稣说
，And Jesus said that，
我实在告诉你们，这些是你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在。
Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did this for me.
同样耶稣对那山羊说，这些事你们既不坐在我这弟兄中那个最小的身上，就是不坐在我身上。
And the Lord was saying this to the goats that truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of this, you did not do for me.
弟兄姊妹，今日在你所遇见的人身上你是否能看到主耶稣呢
？Brothers and sisters, among all of those that you encounter daily, can you see Jesus in one of them?
你说我愿意爱耶稣，我愿意来服侍耶稣。
You say that I love Jesus, I would love to serve him.
但服侍耶稣不是在教会四道场里面的。
But serving Jesus is not only limited in this church that we are in.
耶稣也不是挂在我们的嘴唇边，就在唱诗歌的时候才表达出来。
And saying that we love Jesus is not only done when we worship Him in this building.
耶稣服侍耶稣必须要具体的对上。
Loving Jesus, serving Jesus requires someone for you to do this to.
我们需要在我们所遇见的人身上来看到主耶稣。
We need to see Jesus among our daily encounters.
不然我们不可能真正，我们不可能真正爱耶稣，真正来服侍主耶稣的。
Otherwise, we are not truly loving God or truly serving Him.
弟兄姊妹，你家里面的配偶、你的儿女，他们饿了。
Imagine this: if your spouse, your sons and daughters, they are hungry.
不，他们不是身体上的饿。
Not physically hungry,
那是心灵上的饥饿
but spiritually hungry.
他们需要你关心，需要你去支持，而不是批评。
They want support from you, not criticism from you.
可能他们在工作的地方，在学校里面，他们受伤了。
Maybe they were hurt in school or at the workplace.
需要你为他们疗伤。
They want this healing from you.
需要你安慰他们。
They want this comfort from you.
鼓励他们。
They want your encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，在工作地方里面，你是否看到主耶稣呢
？And at your workplace, do you see Jesus?
你可能说
，Maybe you will say,
牧师，你不明白了。
Pastor, you probably don't understand.
我的同事很难相处的。
My colleagues are a handful.
我的上司他面目很狰狞的。
Every time I see them, I just want to turn myself away.
他们不可能是耶稣来。
They cannot be Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，他们还是按照神的形象被造。
But remember this, brothers and sisters, they are made in the images of Jesus.
他们有这样的表现行为。
The deeds that they are having.
可能是因为他们曾经受伤了。
Maybe because they were hurt before.
因为他们属灵上饿了。
Maybe because they were spiritually hungry.
需要你多点去体谅、明白、去包容他们。
So you should have greater patience and love for them.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
这些事你们既坐在一个手指的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me.
让曾经问马尔图鲁舍这个问题。
And here is what Mother Teresa used said.
有人来问他这个问题。
Oh, someone asked Mother Teresa a question.
你为何能够去服侍帮助那些被遗弃的快要死的人？
What keeps you going to care for those who are about to die and those who are orphaned?
Mother Teresa 说。
Mother Teresa said this.
我那是为耶稣来服侍，对耶稣来做服侍，也与耶稣一起去服侍。
I do it for Jesus, to Jesus, and with Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这叫看到主耶稣。
And this is what I meant by seeing Jesus.
这是真正的爱耶稣，这是真正的来服侍耶稣。
This is the true reflection of loving Jesus and serving Jesus.
让我们来思想一个问题。
And let us think of a question.
倘若连基督徒也不能够看到主耶稣的时候。
If we as Christians cannot see Jesus today,
那么世界上的人怎么能看到耶稣呢？
Then how can the rest of the world see Jesus?
让我们来看这个 short video.
Let's watch a short video.
Hello, 小姐你好，这个是我们的福音单张，耶稣爱你。你知道耶稣是谁吗？
我不知道福音对我什么影响。
什么没有影响？这是因为他们不了解这个信仰。你让我解释你听好吗？
你不要跟我讲那么多，你跟我讲个耶稣在你身上做过什么重大改变就好。五嘛，你有事吗？因为我就走了。
那是因为你没有看过耶稣，你看过耶稣你就懂了。
你看过耶稣吗？
大姐
Stop, I'm not gonna hurt you, stop.
No, I'm not gonna have to stop. Jesus? Stop, I'm not gonna
have to stop. 喂，大家给我帮
我头碎了。怎么了？你搞我？ It's okay, it's okay. I'm not here to harm you. I'm going to help you.
弟兄姊妹，传福音是要让人看到耶稣。
Sharing the gospel means that we need to let people see Jesus.
问题是你是否看到耶稣？
But the question is, do you see Jesus?
倘若你看不到耶稣的时候，
If you cannot see Jesus,
世界上的人怎么能够来看到耶稣？他们怎么来相信这个福音？
How can the rest of the world see Jesus? How can the rest of the world believe in him?
弟兄姊妹，这个世界是越来越冷漠的。
Brothers and sisters, this world is growing more and more apathetic.
当这个世界正冷漠的时候，基督徒必须要 empathy.
As the world grows more and more apathetic, we need to be more and more empathetic.
我们不但有这个同理心，我们还需要有这个慈心。有这个怜悯的心肠。
Besides having empathy, we also need to have compassion.
我们怎么样才能够怜悯的心肠呢？
How can we have a compassionate heart? heart of compassion.
在大家很熟这个比喻里面，这个好撒玛利亚的比喻。
The parable of a good Samaritan is probably very familiar with us.
我们在这经文当中来看到怜悯是从哪里开始。
And now let's see how compassion started in this parable.
看见。
He saw him.
动了慈心。
And he took pity on him.
上前。
And he went on to him.
我们来看到是看见，然后慈心，有怜恤，然后行动，有 notion, compassion, and action.
So when you see something, do you have the compassion that propels you to have an action?
所以是从看见开始。
So it starts with this vision.
你今天在所遇到的人身上是否看到耶稣？
So do you see Jesus in your daily encounters today?
你是否看到人的需要？
Do you see the needs of your fellow man?
是否看到这世界的需要？
Do you see the needs of the world?
当你真正看到的时候，你就有怜悯的心肠。
When you truly have this vision, you will have a heart of compassion.
然后你就行动。
And naturally you will take action.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个基督徒最大的问题不是犯罪，乃是沉睡。
The most common problem of Christians nowadays is not sinning, but
slumbering.
Slumbering.
这方面我们可以来试想。
And let's think of this from multiple aspects.
你对每个主日的敬拜有没有任何的期望？
So do you have any expectations for every Sunday service?
今天早上你来敬拜上帝的时候，你是带着什么样的心态来的？
And today, as you come to church and join us for the service, what kind of heart do you have?
第二方面，你不关心家人和同事属灵的状况。
Do you care about the spiritual conditions of your family members and co-workers?
第三方面，你很长时间没有跟非信徒来谈到关于信仰的事。
And number three, have you talked about faith with your non-Christian friends in a long time?
圣经对你来说是个很沉闷的书。
So is the Bible becoming a boring book for you?
所以圣经在你家里面就是 decoration.
So it's like, is it like a decoration for you nowadays?
可能另外你不关心贫穷和需要的人。
Do you care much about the poor and those who are in need?
这个世界上发生的灾难不再触动你的心。
And can international disasters touch your heart anymore?
这些问题让我们来思想到底我们今天我们的属灵光景到底是怎么样。
All those seven questions that I posted can be like an evaluation testing what our hearts are like today.
今天基督徒最大的问题不是犯罪。
The greatest problem among Christians today is not sinning.
那是沉睡。
Rather, it was slumbering.
我们的心里面很冷漠。
Our hearts are growing cold.
我们求主来帮助我们。
We ask for God's help.
我们需要好像摩西一样。
We need to have this heart like Moses does.
我们就来看见那不能看见的主。
We need to see the invisible God.
今天你是否能看到主耶稣？
Today you might not see Jesus.
你心里的眼睛是否是失明？
Is it because the eyes of your heart are blind?
还是你能够看得见？
Or can you actually see him?
第二方面。
Another point.
以信心来听见上帝的道。
We need to hear the word in faith.
在这个经文里面，我们来看到后来这财主他杀到阴间。
And later on, we see that the rich man went down to hell.
他经历很大的痛苦。
He was in great suffering.
他来哀求这个亚伯拉罕。
He was calling to Abraham for help.
他说：“我主亚伯拉罕呐，可怜我吧。”打发拉撒路来用指头沾点水凉凉我的舌头因为我在这里在火焰里极其痛苦。
So the rich man called to Abraham saying that Father Abraham have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I am in agony in this fire.
然后这个亚伯拉罕就回答。
And here is what Abraham responded.
他说不但这样并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人不能从这边过到你们那边是不能的，又从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。
And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.
然后这个财主听到的时候就说：“ 即使这样，就从你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这个痛苦的地方。
And the rich man answered, Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him mourn them, so that they would not also come to this place of torment.
你可以看到这个财主，他有很深的遗憾和这个后悔 regret。
So you can see that this rich man actually demonstrated great regret.
他知道他的情况是不能改变的。
He understood that his situation could not be changed.
他不希望他五个弟兄来到这痛苦的地方。
But he didn't want his five brothers to come to the same place of torment.
弟兄姊妹，求主来透过这经文跟我们的心来说话。
Brothers and sisters, we pray that God will speak to us through His Scripture.
让我们不要有一天。我们落在很深很深的后悔和遗憾里面。
So that we will not go through such regret.
求主帮助我们，让我们把握我们今天的机会，向我们的亲友来传福音。
May us seize this opportunity to share the gospel with our loved ones.
求主帮助我们，让我们把握这个机会，我们来做上帝放在我们心里面的感动。
Pray that we will take action to the touches, to the compassion that God put in each one of us.
不要停留在自己的 comfort zone 里面。
Instead of staying in where we were comfortable.
然后跟着亚伯拉罕就说了。
Abraham mentioned that.
他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。
They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.
然后这财主说。
And the rich man answered.
我主亚伯拉罕啊，不是的。若儿子从死里复活的，到他们哪里去的？他们必要悔改。
No, Father Abraham, he said. But if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.
亚伯拉罕怎么说呢？
And what did Abraham say later?
若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
Abraham said that if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead.
圣经所说的话跟人所想的是完全不一样。
Scriptures, the writings in the Bible are very different from human thinking.
很多人的想法跟财主一样。
Many of us think like this rich man.
因为有这个神迹的发生。
As long as there's a miracle.
特别是死人复活。
Especially a big miracle like this, a dead rising, someone rising from the dead.
那么人就会相信上帝了。
People will believe in God.
因此今天许多基督徒他们去追求神迹灵恩。这成功的神学。
That's why today a lot of Christians are after miracles, after this.
Prosperity theology.
Oh, prosperity theology.
原来神迹并不能带来真正的信心。
Miracles cannot bring you the real faith.
神迹可能让人觉得很兴奋。
Miracles will probably make you excited.
但感觉会过去的。
But this feeling of excitement will pass.
在香港有个牧师叫杨牧谷牧师。
In Hong Kong, there is a pastor whose name is Pastor Yang Mugu.
他写了一本非常好的书。
He wrote a book.
他在这书里面他这样说。
He talked in the book that
追求神迹就好像吸毒一样。
Going after a miracle is like being on drugs.
就让人觉得很 high 的。
You feel this spiritual high.
但这个 high 很快会过去。
But such spiritual high will pass very quickly.
但人的生命可以完全没有改变。
And your life can stay at where it was.
信心是从哪里来的？
Where does your faith come from?
信心是从上帝的话来的。
Your faith comes from the words of God.
信心是当人愿意来顺服和接受上帝的话，就产生信心。
Faith comes when you decided to believe in the words of His and follow the words of His.
我们看到这财主，他是完完全全服了上帝的话。
We can see here that the rich man actually understands God's commands, understands His words.
不，他是完全忽略上帝的话，是 ignore.
Oh,
totally ignore.
Ignore the words of God.
这为什么他会这样？
Why would he do that?
让我们来看这比喻和上文的背景。
And let's see what was mentioned between this scripture.
在这个比喻的上文里面。是从路加福音十五章开始的。
The prior scripture actually talked about three parables from chapter 15.
在当时，那些法利赛人他们来批评耶稣，来接近这个罪人和税吏。
they were being criticized that Jesus was being criticized because he was actually living among the sinners and was being in touch with the tax collectors.
然后耶稣就讲了这三个比喻。
And then Jesus mentioned the following parables.
这个时间关系我们很快的。
So because of this restraint of time, I'm not going to go
through
each one.
浪子的比喻大家很熟。
We are all very familiar with the parable of the prodigal sons.
但这个比喻里面真正的主角其实不是那个小儿子。
But the real character that the parable was trying to focus on was not the youngest son.
这个比喻真正的主角是那个大儿子。
The main character was actually the older son, the obedient son.
大儿子是代表那宗教领袖，代表法利赛人。
The older son represents the religious leaders.
他们是循规蹈矩的。
They always follow the rules.
他们尽了很多很多宗教的责任。
They did all their religious duties.
他们表面上是很好的。
And from the outside, they were great.
但他们心里面就好像这大儿子一样，是很冷漠，很多批评。
But inside of them, in their hearts, they were full of criticism, very empathetic.
他们人虽然在父亲的家里面，他们的人。
Even though they were actually living with the father in this kingdom.
但他的心灵是离开天父的家很远很远。
But his heart was far, far away from the father's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在神的同在里面。
Today we all live in the presence of the of our Lord.
我们在这里敬拜上帝。
We worship our God here.
我们的心是否在这里？
And are our hearts here?
还是离开上帝的家很远很远？
Or is it that our hearts are very far away from God's presence?
你明白这个要点？
So we have to understand that this is the key point of this parable.
让我们回到这个比喻里面。
And let's come back to the parable.
在当时有他们有个很奇怪的观念。
Among the Israelites back then, they have a very strange concept.
其实不是很奇怪，就是很普遍的。
Well, it's not strange. It was actually pretty predominant.
他们认为财富、金钱是来自上帝的祝福。
They consider money is actually a blessing from the Lord above.
这个疾病、这个贫穷是因为你不得不到上帝的喜悦。
The reason why that you are sick and the reason why you are poor because you are not favored by God.
所以这个财主认为自己是非常好的。
That's why the rich man was actually considering himself pretty good.
他认为他是得到上帝的祝福。
He considered himself receiving a lot of blessings from God. He was the feared one.
所以其实非常可能这个财主在这个比喻里面，其实他是个法利赛人，他是宗教领袖。
So he actually fits in the parable that he is just like the religious leader.
他外面做了很多宗教的责任。
He fulfilled all his religious duties from the outside.
心里面对人是很冷漠。
But in his heart, he was very pathetic towards other people.
他完全看不到拉撒路的需要。
He ignored Lazarus' needs.
他里面很多的自以为以 self-righteousness.
He was full of self-righteousness.
拉撒路的名字是什么意思？
What does this name Lazarus mean?
这是很重要的要点来的。
This is also a key point.
因为在福音书里面，在耶稣所讲所有的比喻里面。
Because in the books of Gospels, with all the parables that Jesus mentioned.
这是唯一这个比喻的人物是有名字的。
And this is the only parable with someone who actually has a name.
这个名字拉撒路。
This name Lazarus.
是什么意思？
What does that mean?
上帝已经帮助。
It means that God has helped.
这代表拉撒路的信心。
This grants Lazarus great faith.
他来依靠上帝。
That he can rely on God.
他的情况跟财主是完全不一样。
His condition was so different from the rich man.
财主是个宗教领袖。
The rich man was a religious leader.
他靠自己的宗教的责任。
He fulfilled all his religious duties.
但拉撒路是真正来依靠上帝的人。
But Lazarus was the one who truly relied on God.
弟兄姊妹，今天你是哪一个？
And brothers and sisters, who are you today?
你是财主。
Are you the rich man?
还是拉撒路？
Or Lazarus?
在表面上，你尽了基督徒的责任。
From the outside, you fulfilled all your Christian duties.
你主日来教会。
You come here on Sundays.
你来团契。
You come here on Fridays.
有些的侍奉。
You serve in the church.
有些的奉献。
You also tithe.
但你心里面是觉得是这是尽的宗教的责任，还是你真正在上帝的面前来顺服来依靠上帝？
But in your heart, is it all about fulfilling these religious duties or actually relying on God?
因为这个财主觉得姐姐已经很 OK 了。
Because the rich man considers him in really good shape.
他心里面充满这个自义。
He was filled with this self-righteousness.
所以他心里面就不能够来领受上帝的话。
That's why words from God cannot penetrate him.
头脑上他知道摩西和先知的教导。
Here in the brain, he fully understands what it means by the teaching of God.
但是心里面是没有上帝的话。
But inside of him, in his heart, those words were not there.
以及他对拉撒路完全视而不见。
That's why he was totally ignoring Lazarus.
弟兄姊妹，今天的心灵当中有没有空间让上帝的话可以进来？
Brothers and sisters, today in your hearts, is there still room for God's words to come in?
甚至孩子完全充满你的心，孩子的需要。
Or is it just filled with the needs of your children?
你工作上的压力已经完全充满你的心。
Or filled with pressure from your work.
金钱上的需要充满你的心。
Or filled with the needs of money.
你对前路上的前途的方向充满你的心。
Or this anxiety of your future fill your heart.
你心里面有没有空间来让上帝的话进来？
Does your heart still have some room today for God's words to come?
第二方面是什么原因造成这个财主听不进上帝的话语？
And what's the second reason that this rich man was not having room in his heart for God's words to come?
在这比喻前面有另外一个比喻，叫不义管家的比喻。
There was another parable before this scripture called a shrewd manager.
在这位时间关系，我不能够尝试解释这个比喻。
I'm not going to spend all the time explaining this.
简单来说，这比喻讲什么
？But to just give you a summary，
讲到这个今世之子就是世人啊，他们懂得把握这个时机，尽力为自己的前路需要来争取这个保障。
It basically talks about people of this world knows how to get hold of the opportunity to secure the future。
那么，神的儿女光明之子，岂不更应该的来善用上帝的资源，把握机会，迎上永恒？努力争取天上的奖赏。
How much more the children of God should make the best use of the resources from God?
这是这个比喻的要点。
And that's the key point of that parable.
讲完这比喻以后，耶稣怎么来做总结呢
？And as a summary to that parable, what did Jesus say?
就是说，一个仆人不能侍奉两个主。
Jesus clearly said that no one can serve two masters.
不是无这个爱那个，就是中这个轻那个。
Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other.
因为不能要侍奉上帝，要侍奉马门。
You cannot serve both God and money.
讲完这个比喻以后，就是我们刚才一直谈的财主跟拉撒路的比喻。
And after his parable in this summary, it was the parable of what we just mentioned, the rich man and the Lazarus.
为什么这财主？